Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We signed off, and you, Lawrence Holmes, said when we come back, Cubs could just be a half a game in first place.
What a difference the day makes.
11-0 over two games.
24 little hours.
No runs for the woeful Cardinals. And the Cubs leave the brutal heat and feisty stupidity of St. Louis.
Wilson, you know, there are times where he just does these things and you don't know, have any understanding why.
Wilson just found out about the river.
I don't know, man. Is that what he was at? I mean, that is a hang with him.
Wilson to calm down is like telling the little one, don't touch that burner, it's hot. just going to fire him up. He runs hot.
He does.
No doubt about it.
The river getting reversed and the sewage getting dumped on you, that's a hang with him.
St. Louisans were not happy about that.
Hang with him.
But man, there's some feisty stupidity going on down there. But yeah, well, look at that, a split.
Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And Palencia gets back-to-back strikeouts.
Reached back and fires a little toasted ravioli right by him.
It's a delicacy, you know.
After this, I'm going to eat some toasted ravioli. I am. There you go. Do you guys know the difference between deep fried and toasted yet? Is that still figuring that out? I don't know if you toast things in oil. I'm just going to go out on a limb, and I'm dying to see what your toasters look like. Yeah, you know, a toaster, it's like round and it fills with oil. That's not a toaster. That's called a pot filled with oil.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Full show today. We got you until 6 o'clock. There's a lot for us to get done. There'll be baseball conversations starting momentarily. There'll be a little bit of football conversation on the show as well around 3 o'clock. We'll also talk basketball, and maybe, just maybe, if you're nice, we'll give you an NHL draft preview.
Oh, look at that. Teasing the people with the pucks knowledge.
If they're nice, though.
Really?
Yeah. They have to be nice.
How are you gauging niceness? Text?
You know how
Twitch?
It is. Yeah.
Mob?
Yeah, the mob's all right. The texters have been the ones that have been, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if they're nice,
all right,
they'll get a preview.
Noted.
So if you don't get a preview, you know what happened. Alex is here. Full space command. Tanny is back.
Uh-huh.
That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. Rode a bike all over this glorious town today, from dropping the Roobster off at camp in Pilsen, over to the dentist in Greektown, and then went to H Mart and had some lunch.
You run into Ozzy there?
Does he go to H Mart?
Yeah. I've run into Ozzy there.
I did not. I didn't know to look.
Yep.
I didn't know. Oh, my God. Look at that. It's the manager of the Venezuelan World Series team.
Hold on a second. Is it King Bleep season? You get to whiteboard King Bleep for Lawrence?
Yeah, King Bleep is riding the e-bike, man. Riding the e-bike all over town. You feel like this is my effing city. You know what I mean?
I was on my bike today.
You were?
Yeah, I went to Promontory Point.
There you go. So you're in there in Hyde Park. I'm over in Greektown. Then I came back over here. Like, it's a beautiful day in the city.
How fast that thing go?
Good 18, 19.
Jeez.
20 in a pinch.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
I believe.
That's strong.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. Because the e-bike that I rode in Colorado when I went to Glacier National Park on my 50th, and we went there and rode e-bikes all around there, I got that thing up to about 23. So that was, I was hauling ass.
You're not worried about traffic in that situation.
That is correct.
You only worry about deer, like running into deer.
Deer and freshwater lakes.
Yeah.
Very, very different situation.
Here you got cars and
People, walkers,
all sorts of stuff,
limpers, hobblers.
How is the hobbler doing
today?
I'm
still hobbling a little bit. It's one of the, you guys ever have the stupid injury? This is the stupid injury where you kick the ottoman while wearing socks, forgetting that the ottoman is there.
And Matt Van Dyke.
You're just walking as fast as
you
can.
That's a really old reference.
Oh, man. So it's like, yeah, she kicked it, and I thought the toes were broken. Instead, it might be the foot. I don't know. And you're like,
your foot's broken?
I hope not, Lawrence.
There was like discoloration and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's awkward.
I thought you were going to get like imaging.
Nah, I didn't. I didn't do that.
There's not much you can do for that anyway.
That's what I'm told.
If the toes are pointed the wrong direction, just tape them together.
Okay, Bob Marley.
That's all you can do.
You're worried that Alex is going to turn me into a dead reggae singer?
I'm worried about all. I worry all the time.
You've been worried about that for a long time.
But I am worried
about. Used to be Peter Tosh. Now it's Bob Marley.
Well, either way, you can't lose. But, you know, at first you were like, this isn't that bad. And then you were like, this is kind of bad.
Yeah.
I should probably go get someone to look at this.
And then it got better, and now it's just kind of there again. It just lingers, man.
Shout out to the Cranberries.
And you got nobody to blame but your own stupid-ass self. That's the worst.
You shouldn't blame yourself for running into the Ottoman.
Who should I blame?
You shouldn't. It happens.
The Ottoman?
That sort of thing happens. Like, you didn't go kick the Ottoman.
No.
Like, had you been upset about what went on in the Cubs game and then kicked the Ottoman, then we can blame you for it. But just happening to run in. How many people run into the edge of their bed or the Ottoman
or the coffee
whatever?
Table what have you?
Yeah.
I was on a full sprint in the house.
Yeah, you shouldn't beat yourself up on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. The Cubs have a chance to play the Astros now this weekend. Two first-place teams. Nobody seems to understand how the Astros are doing this. They're on pace to win 96 games, Lawrence. And they were supposed to be a third-place team at best. They just won 12 out of 15. They're 17-6 in June. They just swept the Phillies. And the Phillies, guess how many innings of the 27 innings the Phillies scored a run in that series?
One, right?
Correct. One of the 27 innings. That's it. And it was the seventh inning, or eighth inning, I think it was, of the last game. So they were really close to just sweeping them out. They've got a crazy good run prevention thing happening with the defense and some of the starters.
Has Altuve taken to left field?
We'll see. We'll see. I know that Jeremy Pena is a star at shortstop.
Because seeing him out there has just made me uncomfortable.
Awkward as hell, right?
Meanwhile, Mookie Betts is playing great shortstop.
He's playing really good shortstop. The Astros on Wednesday started a left-handed pitcher. And he was followed by four left-handed relievers. They've got four in the bullpen. They had five lefties pitching that game on Wednesday.
Okay, that's pretty good to go up against the Cubs with.
They're loaded with lefties in that pen.
Because PCA has struggled against left-handed hitters.
Yep.
Kyle Tucker doesn't matter. He's hitting everybody, apparently. But like even the right-handed people that you pull off the bench, like Justin Turner.
Justin Turner's not giving you enough. Matt Shaw's not giving you enough. And luckily, the Cubs are going to miss Hunter Brown, who has the best ERA in baseball. Had seven scoreless innings yesterday. But they've got Hader, who's got 21 of 21 save chances. And the setup man, Abreu, is really good. And then all those other lefties in the pen we mentioned. Like, they're an interesting team. Do they have any stench on them to you? To you guys? Do they have any cheating stench? Still, when you hear Astros, do you think, those MFers? They got to hold on to their hunk of metal, even though they cheated their ass off.
No, because really, well, who's left? Altuve? And, you know, we kind of all have our thoughts on what Altuve was doing and what he may have been plugged into, so to speak. But I don't see this version of the Astros as baseball's villains right now. Then again, the team that I am culturally part of the fan base of isn't in contention anymore. And they used to keep running into the Astros during the part of time when they were cheating their asses off.
They got so exposed, did the White Sox.
But even with that, I'm like, it wasn't because they were cheating. It's because they're better. And they're taking extra bases. Because that's what I would do if I was playing against the White Sox.
Was it Danny Farquhar? Or is that the one who kind of, his outing exposed the whole thing?
I think you're right. It was Farquhar, the former Ray. Who, like, yeah, because he heard the stuff going on.
Former White Sox.
Uh-huh. There's two Astros that remain. Jose Altuve and Lance McCullers Jr., who I think is actually back on the injured list.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be beating up on Lance McCullers Jr. because apparently the internet has been doing too much of that. So, whatevs.
Gotcha.
Like, whatevs, man.
They still have some stink to me of, like, that whole thing. But they set up such a good system on top of all of that. Like, they had a really good pitching development system and a really good cheating system that coalesced quite nicely to help them win a World Series.
I don't have it in me for that. I'm curious on how they're making it work, and it'll be good to see them up close at this point. Mm-hmm. I think baseball's got bigger problems than them at kind of where they're at. Like, I don't see them to be a problem for me as a fan.
I still have some visceral anger at them, even though there's not many left over and Hinch is gone and Jeff Luhnow's gone and all that. I still find myself with a little bit of disgust. Part of it is because I loved Altuve so much, and then all of a sudden I felt sheepish for loving Altuve.
He's a great story,
yeah.
But you have to omit a couple of chapters of that story.
Yeah, exactly.
He got an unfinished tattoo on his collarbone right here.
That's right.
That honestly looked terrible. It was a bad tattoo.
Yeah,
thanks, Carlos. So Correa being gone. And Tucker has escaped all of that because Tucker was there a little bit later. But, I mean, there was some, like, just sort of Astros hatred that was attached to Tucker a little bit just because of the association. But I think most people are clear
of it. As soon as he started hitting dingers, I think that went away.
That's our guy.
As soon as... I mean, aren't you the president of hashtag Keep King Tuck?
That's very close. Operation Woo King Tuck. It never quite got off the ground, you know? But is there still a chance that it could get off the ground?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because that is something that we need to discuss in detail in the next segment, because someone got an interview with him. And he's still a guy that we don't know a lot about. So any pieces of information that we can get about him, I think, are great. We are going to get to that. By the way, before we get done tonight, we are going to give away a pair of tickets for Adam Sandler, and we are going to give a pair of passes to the Windy City Smokeout. We will give you details on how you can win both. Well, you can't win both, but how you,
either
capital U, could win one of those things. Stick around. Speak going home. Talking Cubs on the Score.
I mean, obviously, it's going to be a little different, but, I mean, I had a great time playing in Houston. You know, we had a lot of success over there, so, I mean, pretty much know at least majority of the guys on the team still. So I'm excited to, you know, hang out with them, you know, catch up with them and everything, but obviously we're there to, you know, play some games and win some games. So at some point, you just got to move on and, you know, get to the games and get after it.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Kyle Tucker talking about going back to Houston. He's got some feelings about it. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Look, I mentioned before that you can win tickets to go see Adam Sandler and the Windy City Smokeout. You should keep this phone number in mind, 312-540-0670. And for the Sandler tickets, when you hear this,
come back to Jamaica at Picklin' Parrot. There's jerk chicken and other choice Caribbean fare. Hey, man. See you there.
Take me, God. I am ready to meet you.
We're going to want you to be caller 6 if you want to win a pair of tickets to go see him.
Kyle Tucker spent 7 years in Houston. 3-time All-Star, Gold Glove Award winner. I don't know how that
happened.
I've
got some questions about that. I've got some questions about his Gold Glove credentials.
He finished 5th in AL MVP voting in 23. He played in 2 wild card series, 5 ALDSs, 5 ALCSs, and 3 World Series with the Houston Astros over the course of 7 years. And
That's
he was there,
good.
Right? And he was there as he watched George Springer come back and get an ovation. He was there as he watched Gerrit Cole come back and get an ovation. So it's understandable on many levels to have some feelings. We just haven't heard a lot of feelings from him this year.
Yeah, we're trying to get to know this guy, and we haven't really been able to. But shout out to Mike Berman of NBC5. He got a few minutes with Kyle, and maybe this will give us some insight into what he likes about being a Cub.
It's been really fun. I mean, the atmosphere playing in Wrigley and in the city is phenomenal, and I had nothing but a blast playing here. Now we got the Ivy finally came in, and so you're getting the full force of Wrigley. I mean, obviously the fans come out, and they're even on the rooftops across the street. So it's pretty cool to see them all come out and support us every single day, and just have that kind of fan base behind us is really special and makes it a lot more fun to, you know, play play in front of.
Vibe matters, right? Yeah. The way everyone gets along. Yeah. It seems like this team likes each other.
Yeah, I mean, we all, you know, want to see each other succeed. We're all out here, you know, playing the game, trying to win for each other, and you know that's huge. No one here is, you know, playing for themselves. Everyone wants to see each other succeed, whether it's, you know, on defense, base running, hitting, like getting guys in and playing good defense behind the pitching staff. I mean, when you're able to do that, it just makes the game a lot more fun. It makes, you know, showing up every day a lot more fun.
Is this a place you could see yourself being long term?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a phenomenal, you know, first half of the season here so far playing, and it's been nothing but great. So I mean, I could definitely see myself in that situation, but I mean, obviously there's some other stuff that, you know, we gotta get through and whatnot. But I mean, I've had nothing but a phenomenal time here.
All right, let's pause there. That's the most he's ever given, easily, in terms of, yeah, I could see myself here. I've had a great time here. And that first answer at the top about noticing the people on the rooftops, and he brings up the ivy coming in. I don't know, man. Operation Wu King Tuck. Operation Wu King Tuck, I think, might be alive and kicking after this. Like, seriously, that is...
Just like take the North.
And never give it back. He's starting to feel it. And they're having a good year. Who knows what could happen? All right, let's hear the rest of it. But by God, it's very nice.
I think when you hear fans, they're hopeful that you have this great experience. Good season personally, yeah. But also it's a great experience, and that helps clinch it, that you stay with the Cubs. Is that going to matter? What happens? You know, you say it's been a great first half. Will it matter what happens the rest of the way?
I mean, it definitely, you definitely feel the love from the fan base and from the team and everything. So, I mean, it definitely plays a part in it. I mean, I don't know where, you know, the future is going to be or whatnot, but I mean, for right now, I'm here and I'm really enjoying it. And like I said, the fan base has been nothing but great to me, and I've enjoyed my time here. And you know, it's been a blast.
What's the most funny thing you've heard a fan say in terms of trying to convince you to stay?
Funny thing?
I don't know. Has anyone offered you?
Well, like free dinners and like stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. Everyone's just trying to show their love and support.
You hear it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, playing in right field, where, you know, the fans are right behind you the whole time. So I mean, every inning that I go out there, at least at home, they're showing their support for me and stuff. So I mean, it means a lot just to be in that kind of environment. So it goes a long way.
Is there any communication in season between your reps and the Cubs?
I mean, for the most part, I'm just going to leave that between us and the team and kind of see what happens from there. So just going to keep it at that.
Ultimately, what do you think is most important that you'll kind of rely on to make the decision?
I mean, there's a lot that go into it, not just that stuff. I mean, it's also where, I mean, you're going to be there for however long, and it's wherever you feel comfortable playing, and you know, have to see your family staying in and everything like that. So, I mean, I want to point out one specific thing, but you know, it's a lot of little factors that kind of play into it. But obviously, having a good team and great fan base and a good city is a big part of that.
All right, so nice little finish there in terms of the optimism, but I thought
it kind of went back to,
yeah,
to I'm going to be a free agent.
Yeah, the overall, the whole second half was a little more understated, and but there was some there. Good job by Mike. That's a good
get. It's a really good job by Mike Berman. It is interesting to see the things that he is taking notice of, like saying, oh, you know, I kind of like playing here. Like that's how it came across to me.
Big time.
He's like, I kind of like playing here, but
yeah, but he said it definitely matters. Good team, great fans,
but there will
good
be
good vibes.
There will be at least a couple of good teams that will want his service.
But did we mention the Ivy? Have we mentioned the Ivy?
He did.
You know, I think that our masterstroke so far this year, the many times we have convened for hashtag Operation Wu King Tuck, the many times we've convened, my favorite masterstroke.
You guys stopped paying rent on the place where you meet about 6 weeks ago.
It's right here, though. It, we can just kick it back in.
Okay.
There's all sorts
I'm
of.
I'm just saying.
There's open cubicles everywhere.
There are weird chairs.
there it is. But here, this was the masterstroke, and I think we should readdress this one, Lawrence. We show up at Kyle Tucker's house with $500 million.
Oh.
As a gesture.
In the Sprinter vans.
Yeah, in five different Sprinter vans, 100 duffel bags, each with $1 million in each van.
It's decreased by $100 million. I don't want to overlook
that. Was it 600?
It was 600,
all right,
yeah.
Six and it was Sprinter
a radio
vans.
Bit. It was a fun bit we were going to do on radio for radio purposes.
We can still do it. We can still do it. So you don't want to go to his house? We can go anywhere. I don't care, but the key...
Yeah, let's not go to his house.
Okay, we can go to the ballpark. The key is having the $600 million, like really doing it and genuinely doing the math on how many duffel bags, how many Sprinter vans we need to do to actually support this endeavor. That's the key. I think we could do it. I think that would go a long way towards wooing King Tuck. Don't you?
No.
Man.
No. I think that he owes it to himself... to go through the process of free agency. He can end up back on the Cubs. I see that as a distinct possibility that he'll be a Cub. I just don't see it as, wait, you mean to tell me that if I just make it to the end of this season without being maimed, I'm going to get a whole lot of money from pretty much any team that I choose? He can do that. And it could end up being the Cubs. Like, I'm trying not to go all Hubbarkish on your Cubs dreams here.
One of the all-time wet blankets.
Right.
Maybe the best there ever was.
I agree. But the idea of him signing early, he might be shorting himself in that regard.
You. Well, look, I've got other ideas. Operation Woo King Tuck, we will convene. We've taken back the cubicle over there in the very empty...
Well, especially on a Friday.
Oh, man, is it empty.
We're the only ones here.
By the way, Jeremy Pena of the Astros, they've been trying to sign him, and they can't. And 2 days ago, he hired Scott Boras as his agent. Is that a good sign for them?
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
What if the reunion in Houston tonight allows the Astros to go, you know who we need? We need Kyle Tucker back.
They're not going to pony up.
Probably not.
Cubs could. Cubs could.
Cubs could. I got other, some other
I got other ideas. The Sprinter vans and the $600 million still feels like the best idea on the table.
It is by far the best plan. Now you just got to get that $600 million out of Tom's couch, and that's going to be a problem.
It's a big couch.
When we come back, let's talk a little ball. There are some friends of ours who have got some thoughts about Caleb Williams' rookie season that you need to hear. Stick around. You hear what they say next on The Score.